With sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The Black Ferns hooker Te Kura Ngata Aibengamate has accused the coaching staff of making disparaging comments that led to her suffering from anxiety and hyperventilation. The Northland player revealed in a social media post that she had a mental breakdown on the team's end-of-year tour to England and France. The Black Ferns lost all four games on tour. Ngata Aibengamate says she was told by the head coach that she had been selected but didn't deserve to be in the team, was sworn at for wearing her jacket around her hips, and was told she was picked only to play the guitar. Another high-profile staff member has left Cycling New Zealand. Sprint coach Rene Wolf has resigned. His departure is the third following the resignation of chief executive Jacques Landry and high-performance director Martin Barras. Last month, Cycling New Zealand revealed it breached rules over athlete selection while at the Tokyo Olympics. There is an independent inquiry currently being held into the organisation's high-performance programme following the death of Olympic cyclist Olivia Podmore in August. The Black Caps batsman Tom Latham says the performances of Will Young, Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were some of the positives to come out of a tough tour of India. New Zealand fell to a record 372-run defeat in the second and final test in Mumbai as India won the series 1-0. Starting day four at 140 for five in their second innings yesterday evening, New Zealand lasted less than an hour to be all out for 167. Latham says there were some bright spots from a difficult series.
Those three guys that you just mentioned, pretty sure it's their first time to this part of the world, and for them to step up at different times throughout the test series, it was outstanding. And yeah, as you said, it was great for the depth of New Zealand cricket.
Last night's loss was the Black Caps' biggest ever test defeat by runs. And the fifth test in the upcoming Ashes series between Australia and England will be moved from Perth to another venue because of the COVID border controls in place in Western Australia. Koinara, Ngā Pūrongo, Hakina Kina.